Good evening, everyone. You have tuned in to Paradigm Shifters. There are people on the planet making a huge difference in the collective consciousness at this time. And my favorite subject is healing, of course, healing our consciousness, our advancements, our health, our body-mind health. And our paradigm shifter tonight is a very exciting man named Dr., or known as Master Shah, actually, Zigong Shah, who has brought together some very ancient wisdom from the Chinese systems and also has studied. You've done an awful lot of your own studies, but we'll get to that in a moment, and brought them all together in such a way that you and I can actually learn to use his healing techniques, and they're really interesting. So welcome with me, Master Shah.
Thank you. I'm honored to serve.
Well, you are very clearly as someone who serves a great deal. So you had quite a history before all of this, before your latest presentations. You've been on the road, I think, with, I actually came to one of your workshops in San Francisco about 6 or 7 years ago, actually. But you've been on the road quite a while, haven't you, talking to people, helping people, teaching people, healing people?
Yes, I think I would like to say since 2005, I have nonstop. And I will probably travel 10 months per year. That's a very heavy traveling. In 2006, I counted within 6 months, I had 140 events in 6 months.
Oh, my gosh. Now, tell me this. With your amazing mastery of energy, do you ever get tired?
You know, I think, of course, as a human being, you know, you're working like this, sometimes you have a little bit tired. Mm-hmm. But I never think about I'm tired. When I'm tired, I rest a little bit. I just carry on again. But also, I shared with ancient wisdom because my background from Tai Chi, Qigong, Yi Jing, Feng Shui. And what is the secret I share with the book is, you know the area below the abdomen?
Yes.
That's called lower Dantian. If you read my book.
Dantian, then, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a vital energy center located inside the lower abdomen.
Yes.
That is an energy center, vitality center. So when I travel like this, and you always pay attention to there. What does it mean for that? So when you meditate, you put your mind there. Before you sleep, you put your mind there. The moment you wake up, you put your mind there. One of the major energy, vitality, immunity secret is you focus your mind in the lower Dantian area. That is all the time. It's not only when you meditate, you do this. After meal, you walk a little bit outside. You always put your intention in that area.
Oh, Master Shah, that is also, it's like halfway between the navel and the pubic bone?
Yes, this is below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
And probably 1.5 inch, more or less, below, and go inside. And the fist size. So, and this is very secret. People in the Western world, even Chinese, because I said I have studied so many Chinese Asian art. I have a great master's national treasures in Tai Chi, Qigong, Yi Jing, Feng Shui. So they have taught me after many masters plus my whole life experience. I have realized how important this energy center for every human being. Now I'm teaching Tao. You heard about Tao, right?
Yeah, T-A-O. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Tao, T-A-O.
Mm-hmm.
Next year I will write a Tao book. My number six book will be Tao book. I'm writing now. That is absolutely Asian, simplest, sacred, for humanity, for every human being, how can you boost your energy, stamina, vitality, immunity, rejuvenation, longevity? There's lots of wisdom. I will continue to share with the public.
Okay, I just want to back up just for a moment. As far as the Dantian is concerned, many of us have learned that that area of the body is what holds the subconscious programming. Do you agree with that, or is that how you see it?
I will see. at the ancient time, that area is like a energy foundation center. But I would like to see now, because of my development with divine teaching, Lord Dantian can gather your soul, mind, body together.
Uh-huh.
Which means your soul, your consciousness, you talk about it, and your energy, your matter, all gather in this area. This is the number one area for a human being for healing, rejuvenation, and longevity.
Well, and I was reading about the energy matter message circle.
Yes.
Is that would I put that right into what you just said?
Yeah. We call energy circle is from genital area, go up in front of the middle line in the body to the top of the head, then go down in front of the spinal column, go back to genital area again.
Oh, right up around the whole body.
Yeah, this is a energy circle. But, you know, the lower Dantian area is like a source, you know. It's very close with the genital area. And that when you practice, you try to develop a golden light ball in that area. So my next book I will explain to this is I call Jin Dan. Jin means gold, Dan means a light ball. In fact, energy practitioner, a spiritual practitioner, regardless what kind of practice you are doing, I'm not talking about religions, I honor every healing modalities, is how can you build your Jin Dan, golden light ball in that area.
What did you call it? Build your Jin?
Jin Dan, D-A-N, Dan.
Oh, right, okay.
Dan means golden, Lord Dan Tian, right?
Right.
Dan means the golden light ball. Jin means gold. Jin Dan is a golden light ball. It's the life force for energy, vitality, stamina, immunity, and longevity.
Wow, well, we want that.
Next book, I will give this top secret in the special way, simplest way to explain to humanity. So have you read my last few books?
I have read some parts of your last few books.
And how do you feel the book?
I am very excited about them, but I found that when I do what I call the incantations or the chants, when I'm holding your book, I have more energy from it than when I've just got the book aside, that it's not there, you know?
Yes.
So I feel like the books have the energy in them, right?
Yeah. Thank you for that. You know, remember, this is my fifth book in Soul Power series.
Mm-hmm.
The first two books, Soul Wisdom, Soul Communication, I have offered about two or three divine treasures.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was so grateful that the divine agreed to download his treasures for every reader.
Mm-hmm.
And divine generosity is really heart-touching. And now, you know, the Power of the Soul, the third book, about more than 10 divine permanent treasures. Last book, Divine Soul Song, 20 treasures. There's a new book, Divine Soul Mind Body Healing and Transmission System, the divine way to heal you, humanity, and all universes, has offered 46 permanent soul treasures. And imagine as a new reader, you just open the book, you read it, and I explain very clear, you relax, and you connect with God. God will give you treasure. It's God a pre-program for this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after receiving, like you said, you practice.
Mm-hmm.
And you follow the book to do 3 to 5 minutes per time,
mm-hmm.
a few times a day, to receive the healing and the rejuvenation.
Mm-hmm. Do you have stories? You have some wonderful stories in the book about people who actually did feel the rejuvenation. And I have one of my stepdaughter yesterday doing something about a skin rash, and she worked with one of the incantations while she sat in a bath with aroma and candles. And she said it was amazing. She felt so transported, and she believes her skin rash was on the healing. I haven't checked today, but you know.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I can see now there are hundreds of thousands of people worldwide
mm-hmm.
who are using my book for healing.
Yeah.
What I'm doing is I share this Chinese ancient wisdom knowledge, especially practical techniques, and to empower people to heal themselves and to rejuvenate their body. So therefore, I think the most important is I have shared this wisdom. I have learned from different masters, from divine, and give them directly to humanity. And also, my book is a little unique, and I bring the workshop to the book. When you read my book, you're doing the job all the time.
Yeah, it seems easy, doesn't it? But it's really about running the frequencies through your body, mind, isn't it?
Right, mm-hmm. exactly. Because, you know, I tell people, now sit up straight, put your hand here. Now, how do you think? Visualize. Let us chant together. So that's exactly, if you join a healing workshop or meditation workshop, the master, the teacher, show the student how to do it. And in fact, I do not write a book. I want the public to know all my books, many books. It's when I write a book, it's a divine appear above my head. I have my assistants. I sit down there, the editor, Ellen, and I just flow. A table of content, what I hear from divine, I speak out. That was introduction, chapter one. I walk the room back and forth. I connect with divine, and what I hear from divine, what I speak out. So this major book, more than 300 pages, about 6 days a book. 6 days a book.
Well, so you're channeling it.
Yes, that's the way I write a book.
Wow, that's wonderful. It's very exciting.
My every book is by that way. It's not by I sit down and think about how to write. No, it's absolutely think about the more than 300 pages about the 5 or 6 days accomplish a book. Every book's like that.
But even the soul mind body medicine complete soul healing system.
Yeah, every book. That book is before it's like I have different pieces workshop. People put them together. So and this is from soul wisdom. Until soul communication up to now. It's every book about 5, 6, maximum 7 days and per book, just by flow of the book. Yeah.
So much comes through your voice, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's just like a workshop. You just you go into the condition, you just, what you hear, you flow out. It's just like you give a workshop. That's therefore, one time a radio host like you, and she told me, she said, Master Shah, when I read a book, literally my body is gentle shaking, vibrate, and people can feel, some people can feel that. Just read by reading a book, they feel the vibration.
Me too. I felt that too. I love that. So how do you feel? Do you feel like the frequencies on the planet are moving up? Do you feel like it's time to bring these ancient secrets and techniques forward because the world is readier now and we need it? Or what is your world view right now? Big question.
My teaching in the book is very clear, and I'm delighted to answer your questions. And Mother Earth is in transition period. What does it mean for that? So, remember we talk about the reincarnation, right?
Right.
Reincarnation. So humans reincarnate. You know, some people believe, some people do not believe. Of course, I believe reincarnation.
Me too.
But the people do not know Mother Earth is in reincarnation.
Uh-huh.
Mother Earth reincarnation is by 15,000 years per turn. So there are three turns in Mother Earth. For example, I shared in the book, it's August 8, 2003. Last era ended in that day. So, and the new era started in that day, August 8, 2003. It will last 15,000 years again. Then another turn comes. There are three turns, 15,000 years each, and they rotate again. For example, ABC. We just finished C turn, now we turn to the A turn. Then after 15,000 years, and we go to the B turn. After another 15,000 years, we go to C turn. Generally speaking, in the spiritual wisdom, every transition from from one era, E-R-A, one era, 15,000 years, every era transition, Mother Earth will have a dramatic change. That is the rules.
Okay, so how can we be a part of this in a way that's conducive to all of our growth, Mother Earth's transition, our transition? How's it affecting the masses?
Yes. Therefore, you can say natural disasters and conflicts, war, challenges, sicknesses, because the energy is, you know, transition period. Transition is the purification period. So how do we adopt, go over this transition? One of the most important way is chanting. My last book I shared with the humanity. For example, can I sing 1 minute soul song, just 1 minute, and to let people understand what's called chanting? Okay?
I didn't quite understand that.
I said, can I sing a 1 minute soul song to share a little bit of chanting for everybody?
Okay, can we do that?
Yeah, I can do now, okay?
Okay, well, and this is going to help the Earth transit?
This will help everybody to understand why we all chant together, it will bring the vibration frequency to help humanity.
Okay.
And ways like this, soul song, I will say just 5 sentences that I will translate in English. Everybody relax. You can put one palm in one part of the body. For example, you have knee pain, back pain, neck, your heart, your breast. You can put anywhere. Thyroid, you need healing.
Okay.
Now, where do you put that palm? Where energy goes, where you receive healing. If you are at the home, you can close your eyes, sit there just for about 1 minute. This is a healing.
Okay.
This will tell everybody, share with you, you can do this also.
Okay.
Relax.
Thank you. Wonderful.
This is the soul song I shared with humanity. In fact, started on June 2008, Monday to Friday, 5:30 to 6 p.m., I have gathered hundreds of people every day to chant the divine soul song, to give love, to transform the consciousness of humanity as a service. You can go to my website to find out this, and we chant all the time, to chant is to give love, to give light, to give care, to the space, to the universes, because chanting carries the vibration, to transform the consciousness of humanity. This is one of the most important ways.
And what is your website so people can look and check into your chanting time? It's 5 to 5:30, is it?
Yeah, 5:30 to 6 p.m. We have chanting time from Monday to Friday. But every Saturday, I have Master Shah's free soul healing for humanity. Sometime 2,000 people worldwide, more than 50 country people receive this free service. I have offered free service for 7 years, never stop. Minimum once a week, sometime twice a week or more. And this is my goal, as much as I can, to offer free service for humanity and also to lead people to chant, to meditate. And my website is www.drsha.com.
drsha.com.
Okay, drsha.com.
drsha.com.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to check that out. Now, you know, I'm very fascinated by the changing dynamics in the world, the politics and so on. Now, I'm not very political, but I try and learn a bit about it. But I'm thinking about China. China has been the fount of many, many ancient healing traditions. And it doesn't appear to be a massively healing country at this time, but I know there are, there are many in there. Do you have anything to say about what happens with the roots of healing in China and what's happening these days?
I think China and all the Chinese government really emphasize harmonized country, harmonized society. And remember just now I sing a soul song, Love, Peace and Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And China, they have created a big movement for harmonized country, harmonized society, harmonized the family. So in ancient Confucius teaching, there's a very famous statement. They said in order to make a country harmony and peaceful, you start from yourself. You purify yourself, you make inner joy, inner peace for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Then go to family, then go to society, then go to a city, then reach the whole country. That exactly is the key teaching, one of the key teaching of Confucius leader Kunzi, the founder. So I think now Chinese government also try to make a calling, make a lot of activities for whole country, try to move this direction. Every country has their own challenges.
Oh, so that politically it's acceptable for people to be moving in these ancient ways.
I believe China, if you said that, I believe Guanyin, the Compassion Buddha,
mm-hmm.
and if you believe Lao Tzu, the Tao Te Ching, and the Confucius, Kongzi's teaching, because Buddhism, Taoism, Confucianism are considered three main Chinese culture. So therefore, I think they are open for that, and for that teaching. Up to now, they always open for that.
Hmm. And Qigong is really making a difference over here right now, isn't it?
Yeah, Qigong is getting more and more popular. Qigong mainly is ancient exercise. People use the meditation, breathing exercise, visualization for healing, for boosting energy, for rejuvenation. Qigong is a great exercise.
Mm-hmm. Let me see now. Could you tell people some of the experiences people have had doing a kind of an incantation or a chant around specific problems?
Yes. For example, for liver problem, we chant jiao ya, jiao ya, jiao ya yo. For heart, we chant zhi ya, zhi ya yo. This is in my last book, Divine Soul Song, and Divine Soul Song's book. I have explained different major organs has a different vibration. And this special song, Divine taught me personally. Therefore, I shared it with humanity. Everybody can chant. Very simple. I had a CD and attached for that book. And also, because it printed so many times, if not with book anymore, you can go to my website and people can download directly from my website.
Oh, I was wondering if I could put some on the radio show.
all you can please, and divine soul song, and you can pick any book, the first printing, there's a CD behind this new book, Divine Soul Mind Body Healing Transmission System, carry a soul symphony of yin and yang.
And I've been playing it in my car. I love it. It's very powerful.
Yeah, that is a major symphony team, orchestra in China did the job.
Well, it's really wonderful, and I really like the use of the piano. The piano has, does it line up? Did you do this intuitively or with the help of the divine?
Soul Symphony is the divine that gave the message. I and the music composer, Mr. Jiang in China, we received the soul song. For example, hey, ya, 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 yo, yi. Hey, ya, 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 yo, yi. Hey, ya, 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 yo, yi. Hey, ya, yo, yi. We connect with Steven. We sing all the beautiful soul songs, then we put them together as music.
And then here in this book, you have the translation so that those of us who don't understand Chinese.
Yes, exactly.
So what do you recommend, that people actually choose one according to what they're working on, or do you have some for enlightenment?
Yeah, I'm thinking, for example, we talk about new book today, Divine Soul Mind Body Healing and Transmission System.
Mm-hmm.
When you have chronic life-threatening conditions, when you have physical challenges, emotional imbalances, mental confusion, even for your soul, divine the 46 treasures, which divine the love, forgiveness, compassion, light, huge divine the treasures. When your third eye is open, when your spiritual channels are open, you are very impressed. When you read the book, you relax for a second, wow, from heaven, you receive a light beam. Light ball, golden light ball from heaven, it comes to the body, the whole body resonates, and therefore there are 46 treasures. One by one, receive, do not rush to finish the book, like I gave a clear instruction at the beginning. When you receive divine treasure, follow the exercise to do the healing for your heart,
mm-hmm.
To transform, to purify your heart, bring the love out, bring the kindness out. If you are the loving, kindness person, you could have more love, more kindness. Therefore, there's unlimited
mm-hmm.
Love and compassion, forgiveness, kindness to others. So therefore, in this book, if you have any physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual issues, you read the book. Why did the audio book of this book? Divine said, tell your student and tell people and listen my audio book of this new Divine Soul Mind Body Healing Transmission System. If you suffer chronic and a life-threatening condition, you listen my audio book and you can receive major blessings and follow the practice and receive more benefits.
I think that the Divine Transmission book is really wonderfully fun because, as you said in it, this is so delightful. Everything has a soul. So if you're working with your tooth, you work with the soul of the tooth, right?
Yes. Liver, heart, kidney, every organ has a soul. Every system has a soul. Every cell has a soul.
Even anger and jealousy and fear.
Every emotion has a soul.
Mm-hmm.
So when divine offer soul transplant is to remove the old soul, original soul, and a big light being come in. This light being is a divine new soul, which is a permanent treasure. They won't leave you. Since July 2003, God chose me as a servant of humanity. I was so honored, a human being, that God said, Jigong, you call me. And when I have a workshop with hundreds of people, sometimes thousand people, I connect with the divine. And I give the treasures, transmission to all the participants, all the time. In New Year's Eve, why offer blessings, divine gifts for humanity. There are more than 10,000 people worldwide receive this treasure at the same time.
You mean that's online?
People online or people register. More than 10,000 people register for divine treasures.
Wonderful.
And, now, I very often give divine treasures to humanity all the time, many times a year. Therefore, if you go to my visit, in fact, every Sunday, and I have divine download for humanity. Free gifts.
Wow, that's wonderful of you. Thank you.
Yes.
Also, you know, obviously you're working for other people all the time, but I noticed in the book you have special incantations or chants for people who are worried about other people or people want to help with other people.
Yeah.
Can you talk a bit about that?
I will share one chant called I means love.
Oh.
Therefore, when you chant people can feel the vibration. So this is in the Divine Soul Sounds book. Divine Soul Sounds book carry a CD. You can just learn. You read the page. You listen my chanting. You practice, like you said, you practice with the exercise I shared in the book, that you can get much more benefits.
Ah. So what about people that are in really dire circumstances or people that are dark or maybe considered evil or illegal or something?
Yes. Yeah. And therefore, yes. And I shared in my book, The Power of the Soul, the third book, I talk about the karma issues, right?
Right.
When some people made a huge mistake in a previous life, and in this life, and there are huge karma issues. When you have a karma, dark soul reside in your body. But how do you remove this? And of course, Divine asked me to offer his karma cleansing like 2 days ago. Thousands of people, just today is Monday, yesterday, I had thousands of people worldwide on my Divine Sunday blessing. I have offered karma cleansing for thousands of people at the same time. But this is my service for you. How do you do? I shared in the Power of the Soul book and chanting. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. You chant this, for example, I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. You give your love to humanity. Then the moment you give love, heaven responded, and they will forgive you little by little. Therefore, the dark soul will leave you little by little. And then it takes some time to self-clear karma, but this is a very effective way to chant the divine soul sound as a service to self-clear your karma, clear your dark souls.
Now, can you do that for other people?
Yes, usually we encourage people to chant for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Unless divine give you the honor to clear other people, generally speaking, do not touch other people. It is very dangerous to try to clear other people's dark soul. And there are so many lessons in a spiritual realm. And for example, I met an India guru's wife, a very renowned India guru. She lived only 42 years. Because there are a few disciples who suffer cancer, heart attack, genetic sickness, very serious. And he said, let me take care of your karma. And he was not given the right to touch people's karma. And therefore, if other people die, the spiritual dead, and if you said, okay, let me take care of your karma, and they come to him. And he died very young. Before he died, he called his disciples. He told them, do not touch other people's karma. If you have spiritual debt, you have to serve to pay by yourself. That's generally speaking. Last few years, I didn't clear karma. I offered divine karma cleansing. God asked me to offer his service. Why offer his service? He's the one to clear your karma. I'm just be vessel, be vehicle for you. Therefore, karma issue is a very serious issue. You ask me questions. I do not recommend anyone go to clear other people's karma. It could be very dangerous.
So even when you're doing that work, you're getting individuals involved with their own experience. You're not doing it for them.
No, why do it is God did for them.
Right.
Why do it God above on my head, Akasha record open, God forgive them. Because God asked me to offer his service. God chose me as a servant. So that's a little bit different.
Very different, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when many healers try to touch other people's karma, I want to give a fact to the public. There are many healers who are very sick. People cannot figure out why. These healers have very kind heart. They have healed so many people, including and chronic and life-threatening conditions. Why healers are very sick by themselves, and they cannot heal themselves? The key issue is the karma. If other people have the karma, and you try to help, if some people carry very heavy karma, the dark soul attack the healer. They do not allow you to heal them. So that's people have to understand for this. I think I explained very well in the Power of the Soul book. And read the karma chapter, read my books. In many parts, I shared with this. I say that everybody can self-clear karma. There's only one way. Is you offer unconditional service and to serve others. Then divine will forgive us. The dark soul will leave. But if some people have a huge dark souls, like for example, and just 2 weeks ago, I had a big retreat, more than 1,000 people in Big Island. There were a young lady from Singapore, and she had probably 200 or 300 dark souls in her body. That was so awful because she acts like a mental disorder. Eyes, the actions are absolutely mental disorder condition because I have quite a few MD in my retreat. They told me, Master Shah, go to hospital, heavy drugs. And then, you know, eye turning, the funny, the do not talk, the things come out, saliva come from the mouth. Totally in a mental disorder condition because I did a divine karma cleansing in front of 1,000 people and after clear, you know what happened? She smiled, she come to stage, she talk, just a heaven earth different. The one doctor, Dr. Elizabeth Christensen, she's MD in Honolulu, she came to stage, she spoke with such words, she said, this person go to hospital. She stayed with this lady for 4 days. She said she's absolutely typical mental disorder condition. I witnessed divine soul mind body transmission system. I couldn't see any words enough to tell the world. That's totally amazing. This is beyond the words. And what is Master Shah's divine karma cleansing? She spoke to the public because she witnessed. She stayed with the lady for a few days. She was so amazed for this kind of karma cleansing services.
That's a wonderful story. So if we're involved like in our own karma or we have relationships with people that are karmically attached, can we just keep working on our own, calling in the divine and working on our own and having some impact on them?
Yes, and for example, if you want to help other people, the best way is say, okay, let us chant together. You chant, I chant. Let us to ask for forgiveness. What a mistake we did before. God, ask God to forgive us. Ask heaven forgive us. you chant with the person together, you absolutely can assist. But remember, the principle is do not do this. Dark soul, please leave. You cannot stay here. That's called you force dark soul to leave. That could be very dangerous. I just want to mention for that.
Okay, so a person wouldn't do that at all. You would just do the chanting that are in...
You just chanting, help you, ask for forgiveness. When God thinks it's ready, God will do a special blessing from heaven.
Mm.
But when you see dark soul you leave, the dark soul is sometimes very powerful. They attack you.
Mm-hmm.
And because I saw very clearly in the last few years, for example, in my retreat, some dark soul, you know, doctor of care, naturopath doctor, a very good one, and the dark soul in her stomach radically swollen. She had a pain she couldn't tolerate. It's her own karma issue. She understood. She can see, I can see, many advanced spiritual beings can see. You can see her stomach. It's a doctor of naturopath. The stomach, ooh, the abdomen is swollen, very big. Then I went there and I connect with God because God gave me the honor to do this. I connect with heaven general soldiers. I did a very special divine karma cleansing. When the dark soul left, you can see the stomach very quickly reduced back to normal condition. You can see in front of your eyes how dramatic about dark soul issues.
So you're saying it wasn't you, it was the divine coming through you.
I never see a clear karma. I offer divine karma cleansing. God asked me to offer his service.
Right.
If something about dark soul karma issues, and I call God, God said that God will help in heaven, heaven general soldiers. I think I said very clear in the Power of the Soul Karma chapter. But I said a human being can help yourself. You do not need to come to me and do a karma cleansing.
So we're back with Master Shah, and I had a few questions before we end this interview, and one of them was, what is soul? How do you interpret what soul is?
Thank you. A soul is the golden light being, the essence of a person. You have a soul as a host, I have a soul, every listener has a soul. Our soul is the essence of ourselves. But the soul is the light being. When we were the human being, soul came in. When our physical life and soul left us for next life. Generally speaking, after physical life transition, the soul will go to Akashic record in heaven for 49 days. After 49 days, then in heaven, Akashic record will decide where your soul will go.
Do you have a choice as a soul? Do we have a choice about where we go?
Yes. Basically, after 49 days, of course, and the people may ask, you know, do we have a choice? Generally speaking, according your service in this life and all your previous life, that heaven will decide, okay, you stay in heaven 100 years, or maybe 50 years, or maybe 300 years, or sometimes you stay in heaven for 5 years.
So is it punishment? Is it a balancing?
Basically, the longer you stay in heaven, the better. It depends on your service in your previous life and all your past lifetime. But this is the law of reincarnation.
Mm.
So after, you know, sometimes, you know, people just after finish 49 days, why do we come back to be a human being again?
Mm-hmm.
But the principle is the longer you stay in heaven, the better.
Okay, so why would somebody come back in 49 days?
Because that's some people that you have to go back as human being again. Human being is the place to learn lessons, generally speaking. Mother Earth is Mother Earth is not a clean place. Mother Earth is the place for learning lessons, for moving further on your spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, humanity, 6.6 billion humanity, and the number one major spiritual law is reincarnation. Some people do not believe this. I said I do not have intention to to let you believe reincarnation, but I'm honored to share my personal insight. Thank you for the opportunity to share.
Mm-hmm.
And I deeply believe reincarnation, and because I understand divine.
So what about karma? I mean, when you talk about reincarnation, isn't that a natural question?
What karma? Karma is the record of services, and karma are the record of good services and unpleasant services in all life, and everybody has a Akashic book in heaven who record your services. And if you did a very good job in your life, they record it. You harm others, you did mistakes, they record you also. So and that record depends on your spiritual standing. And it depends how fast you reincarnate.
Hmm.
Remember, I said the longer you stay in heaven, the better.
Mm-hmm.
If you already be sent back, that's not pleasant. But, you know, you send back another life again. But every life is different. Because every life, everybody has a different commitment to serve, to move their spiritual journey, to be kind, loving. And therefore, it does not matter when you come back. In my personal opinion, is have you made a commitment for yourself that you want to move further in your spiritual journey? Why millions of people now in Mother Earth are searching for spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and practices? Why do millions of people want to fulfill their spiritual journey?
Mm-hmm.
Because physical life is to serve the soul journey. Physical life is very short. You live 100 years, you're very special. You live longer, more special. But, you know, soul journey is eternal. Therefore, life after life, and the physical life, one life, 10 life, 100 life, 100 lifetime, and the soul journey is the same soul. The same soul has experienced again and again for different lives.
What about the people that are in our family? Like, who do we come back with? Are we tangled up with certain souls all the time?
Yeah, and the family members is karma related. For example, in some family they are very pleasant relationship. In many families, they do not have a pleasant relationship.
Including
husband and wife, girlfriend and boyfriend. You know, some people they call soulmate. I learned words in the foreign countries. And in China, we call a very blessed relationship. They call soulmate. And we call, you know, a blessed relationship. Then you find your true love, your soul, much love, happy. But how many relationships are not pleasant? You know? You met a person, you fall in love. Then you met, you know, lots of challenges, each other, between each other, lots of issues in relationship. There are lots of issues in children. Some children are very pleasant, behavior, study well, and very successful, and some children are so sick, so much problem for parents. So when you study the karma issue, you understand there's no coincidence. Very pleasant relationship, wonderful children, there was spiritual reason. Challenging the relationship, challenging the children, there were a spiritual reason also. So that's just everything is karma-related. Past life experience.
But we can deal with the family. You can deal with the family karma consciously, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Family, therefore, and you, in my teaching, the Power of the Soul book, the second chapter, karma, I shared with humanity how can you self-clear your own karma, your relationship karma. You can deal consciously. You can do lots of service, give love, care, compassion to others, and do kindness job, and also bring love, peace, harmony for family members. You can do it.
So in this day and age, when we talk a lot about creating our reality, do you feel like that's also real, or how do you feel about that?
You know, create, you know, I saw that some teachers offer the teaching, how to transform your life, create, you know, your new life. And lots of teaching still on the mind level. People think, oh, I visualize good future. I connect with heaven, you know. I think positively, which are important, and but I think the more important is to realize the soul journey. And if you have a karma, you have to clear karma by yourself. And otherwise, it's very difficult. Some people want to find the true love. Some people want to have a great career. Some people want to heal chronic pain, life-threatening condition. They felt so difficult and disappointed because of karma blockages. And read my book, The Power of the Soul. I said very clear, how can you self-clear karma? I give you practical techniques. Please do it, because I have thousands of people who have received remarkable life transformation for their health, relationship, finances, because my teaching is to heal the soul first.
Mm-hmm.
Transform the soul first. If you carry lots of karma issues, it's very difficult to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult to transform your relationship and the finances, because the big mistake you made before, you must be forgiven from divine, from heaven. You have to ask for forgiveness. You have to practice forgiveness exercise I share in the book. You have to chant. You have to serve. To realize the life, I said very clear in one sentence, karma is the root cause for success and the failure in every aspect of life. If you are blessed, you did a good job before. If you have great challenges, you did something wrong before. And you ask forgiveness, you chant, you do practice, you serve, then you transform your life. You have to deal with the karma first, then heal and transform the soul first. When you deal with the soul issue very well, every aspect of life will follow. Then you create your new life, and everything will follow.
Wow, that's really important. Tell me this, what's the difference between soul and spirit, or how do you define spirit?
Same thing. And in China, in India, we talk about soul. In here, people in Western world, people talk about spirit. In scientific field, they talk about the cellular message. And spirit, soul, message are the same thing. And in different terms, for example, in Buddhism, people believe Buddha is the top leader. In Taoist teaching, people believe Tao, the way, the source,
right,
is the creator. Christian, Catholic believe God, and the Muslim you believe Allah, and the Hindu believe Shiva, Krishna, and the Jewish believe Adonai. So, and God is named A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and different group has a different name for their God. In fact, there's only one God. If everybody starts to care other people more, then everybody starts to practice love and forgiveness, the word love, peace, and harmony will come soon.
Excellent. Well, we have to sign off right now, Dr. Shah, Master Shah, but I want to tell people to check your website, drshah.com, drshah.com, and you'll find a lot of free transmissions, specific times where Dr. Shah actually talks to the whole world over the internet, and you can share. You can pick up the vibrations and the healing, and I thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Many blessings.
Thank you very much for the interview.
All right. Good night.
Bye.